para el espacio, es un espacio de
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings that we have received. Thank you for making all things to work together for our good. Thank you for making ways for us where there were no ways. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying yourself in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for giving us breakthroughs on every side. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for good opportunities you have sent unto us so that we can embrace them. Thank you for raising destiny helpers for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for surrounding our lives with your power and fire so that the attacks of our enemies will not be able to reach us. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you, Lord, for defending us. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for divine provision that we get from you part time. Thank you for making sure that we lack nothing. Thank you, Father. Thank you for opening our spiritual eyes to see things that were hidden from us for years. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing us with divine wisdom so that we will be able to make right decisions per time. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for giving us dominion over all the works of darkness, over serpents and scorpions, over witches and wizards, over principalities and powers. Thank you, Lord, for giving us dominion over infirmities and sicknesses and diseases. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the prayers we have been praying since the beginning of this fasting. We thank you for how you have answered those prayers. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for more of our prayers that you are still going to answer. Blessed be your holy name. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this evening this night, this midnight, to pray once again. We are here to worship and to call upon your name and to seek your help. Oh Lord, visit us in this place tonight in Jesus' name. Visit us in the fullness of your power and let our blessings come. Let our help come and let your name be praised forever in our lives. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to worship God with songs right now. My will fall upon the Lord. My will fall upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from the dead. I've never seen a God who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ. That is why He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, is Lord, is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord, is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Of your will, Lord. Of your will. Of your will, Lord, of your will, of your will, Lord, of your will, oh Lord. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in our situations. Have your way, Lord. Have your way as we pray. of your will, Lord. Of your will, Lord. Of your will, we give you all the glory. We give you all the, we give you all the glory. We give you all the, Jesus, we give you all the glory. We give you all the, we give you all the glory. We give you all the, blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God only potent reign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Israel will be your Lord. Israel will be your Lord. Invisible God. And miracle worker. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy, O Lord. Invisible God and miracle worker. You are worthy, O Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I have to say. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my guilt. You took my guilt and my shame. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart. With a grateful heart. With a song of praise. With an outstretched arm. I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. We sing, our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name, lift you up with a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Oh, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. The I am that I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glorious God,
begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the Almighty God, the self-sufficient God, the all-sufficient God, the King of Glory, the Most High God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the God of Israel, the God of heaven and the earth, the God of gods, the Lord of lords, and the Prince of princes. Worship him. He is before all things, and he is the one holding all things together. He created all things, and all things shall serve him. For all things were created by him and for him. Worship him. He does great and mighty works. He does terrible things in righteousness. Praise him. He speaks and his words come to pass. He reverses irreversible things. He controls times and seasons. He controls the nations of the earth. He controls the entire universe. He brings things out of nothing. He makes impossible things possible. He makes ways where there are no ways. He gives strength to the weak. He gives power to the powerless. He gives help to the helpless, hope to the hopeless. Worship him. He is the light that shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend. Praise him. He is too high to be brought down. He is too great to be small. He is too strong to be conquered. Praise him. He is too real to be fake. Praise him. He is too faithful to fail. Glorify him. Give him the honor that is due to his name. Worship his majesty. We praise you, everlasting Father. We praise you, mighty Redeemer. We praise you, mighty Savior. Where can we go except your presence, except in your presence? Who can we call upon except you who answers prayer? We worship you, Father. For you are faithful. For you are merciful. For you can be trusted. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for helping me in my helplessness. Thank you for helping me when I couldn't help myself. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say thank you for sending help to me in those moments, I couldn't help myself. In those moments, I am so much in need of your help. Thank you for sending your help into my life in the midst of my helplessness and hopelessness. Thank you for sending your help into my life in the midst of my weaknesses. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. Thank you for being my helper. Thank you for being my present help in time of need. Thank you, Father. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for defending me. Thank you for preserving my life. Thank you for fighting for me. Thank you, Lord, for meeting my needs. Thank you for helping me. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You have begun to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for all my prayers that you have answered. All the prayers I have been praying since the beginning of August till now. Thank you because you have answered all of them. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. We pray because we know, we are sure that he answers prayers. Say, thank you, Father, for answering all my prayers. Thank you for answering all the prayers I've been praying since the beginning of this fasting. Thank you, Father, because none of my prayers have been neglected by you. Thank you because you have heard all my prayers and you are going to perform the answers to them all. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for stepping into my situations to make ways for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for stepping into my situation to help me and to make ways for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing the devourers to devour my life. Thank you for not allowing my enemies to consume me. Thank you for not allowing the powers of darkness to succeed over my life. Thank you for not allowing deadly attacks of the enemy to prevail over my life. Thank you for stepping into my situations to help me and to make ways for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You can say, Father, thank you because you are here in this place, in this prayer meeting, because of me, because of my life. You are here to help me tonight. You are here to bless me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, because you are here in this place to help me. You are here in this prayer meeting, in this prayer session to help me, to wipe away my tears. You are here to bless me. You are here to intervene in my life and situations. You are here to change my life. You are here to change my story. You are here to release your power into my life. Thank you, Lord, because I shall not seek you in vain tonight. Thank you, Father, because I shall not seek you in vain. I shall not pray in vain tonight. Thank you, because you shall comfort me. You shall help me as I pray tonight. Thank you, Father, for you shall wipe away my tears. For you shall solve my problems. For you shall give me breakthroughs. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, fast forward the manifestation of the answers to my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your mercy, fast forward, hasten, speed up the answers to my prayers. Let them not delay anymore. Let them not delay any longer. Fast forward the manifestation of the answers to my prayers. Fast forward the performance of the answers to my prayers. Do not let the answers to my prayers be delayed. Oh Lord, speed up the manifestation of the answers to my prayers. In the name of Jesus. Speed up the manifestation of the answers to my prayers. Let them not take months. Let them not take years. Let them take hours, days. In the name of Jesus, cut short the time for the manifestation of the answers to my prayers. Cut short the time by your mercy. Cut short the time for the manifestation of the answers to my prayers. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your strength replace my strength. Let your strength replace my strength. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your strength replace my strength. Let me do all things by your strength. The things that my strength could not do, Father, release your strength to make me do them. The spiritual exercises my strength could not do. Oh Lord, release your strength into me. And let me be able to do them by your strength. In the name of Jesus, the assignment you gave me that my strength couldn't do. Oh Lord, release your strength now into my spirit, soul, and body so that I will be able to do them. The journey of life that my strength couldn't carry me through. Oh Lord, release your strength into me now so that I can go through the journey of life by your strength in the name of Jesus. Let your strength, oh Lord, replace my strength in the name of Jesus. Let your strength, oh Lord, replace my strength so that I will be able to do every good work I set my heart to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every trap the enemy has set ahead of me to capture me. Say, Father, deliver me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, deliver me from every trap the kingdom of darkness has set ahead of me so that I would fall into those traps. Father, deliver me from them now. In the name of Jesus, do not allow me enter into the trap the enemy has set for me to destroy my life, to put me to shame, to destroy my spiritual life. Do not allow me fall into those traps. In the name of Jesus, every trap Satan has set ahead of me to capture my life and destiny, Father, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, Father, destroy every trap Satan has set ahead of me to capture me, to destroy my life. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Rescue me from every trap that is waiting for me in any way. Father, rescue me now from them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. And the Bible says, let your yes be yes, and let your no be no. So as a Christian, you have to be honest and trustworthy and transparent. You have to be true. You have to have integrity. So you're going to say, Father, help me to have integrity such that my yes is always yes and my no is always no. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, oh Lord, help me to have a nature of integrity. Help me to have a nature of purity. Help me to be a Christian that can be trusted. Help me to mean the things that I say and to say the things that I mean. In the name of Jesus, help me to be true to my confession as a Christian. Help me to be true to my word. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord, to be able to say yes and it is yes, and to be able to say no and it is no. Help me to be pure in my heart and in my tongue. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father, to be truthful. Help me to be faithful. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, help me to live my life in such a way that you are attracted to me. Help me to live a life that attracts you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to live a life that attracts you. Help me to live a life that attracts your presence. Help me to live a life that attracts your power. Help me to live a life that attracts your grace. Oh Lord, help me to live a life that is attractive to you. In the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord, to live a life that is attractive to you. Help me to have a heart that is attractive to you. In the name of Jesus, help me to live my life in such a way that you will draw closer to me. In the name of Jesus, help me to live a life that is in alignment with your will. Help me to live a life that is in alignment with your word. Help me to live a life that is in alignment with your ways. In the name of Jesus, help me to have the same mind that is in you. Father, help me to have the same mind that is in you. Help me to have the same nature that is in you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray, you're going to say, Lord Jesus, visit me and do your work in my life and transform my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, visit me. Do your work in my life and change my life. Visit me, Lord Jesus, and do your work in me and change me. Change me. Change me to the person that you want me to be. Visit me now, Lord Jesus. do your operations in my life and change me into the person you want me to be. In the name of Jesus, visit me in your power and transform my life. Visit me in my dreams and transform my life. Visit me face to face and transform my life. Visit me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a breakthrough that I need at this time to rise to the height you have prepared for me. Say, Father, give me the breakthrough that I need at this time to rise to the place, to the higher ground you have prepared for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lord, give me the breakthrough. Give me the breakthrough. Give me the success. Give me the prosperity that I need at this time to ascend into the height you have prepared for me, to rise to the level you have prepared for me in glory and greatness. Oh Lord, give me the breakthrough. Give me the support. Give me the miracle that I need at this time. Give me the prosperity and the success that I need at this time to move to the next higher level you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus. Give me the success, O Lord. Give me the blessing. Give me the breakthrough. Give me the prosperity. Give me the prosperity. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every principality that keeps attacking me whenever I want to rise to the top. Every principality that keeps bringing me down whenever I want to rise, let the hunger of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. They said, take the harsh, let the hunger of God destroy every prince of darkness that keeps bringing me down whenever I'm about to rise to the top. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every principality that keeps giving me sickness when I'm about to get completely healed, every principality that keeps giving me captivities when I'm about to get completely delivered, let the hunger of God destroy them now. Every principality that is making my rising to the top difficult and impossible, let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every principality that is making my transformation into the person God wants me to be difficult and impossible, let them receive the anger of God now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. You're good to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, guide my life to walk in the path God has set before me. Do not allow me to follow the wrong path that is different from the path God has set for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, from today onwards, guide me to follow the path God has set before me. Guide my life to follow the path God has set before me. Do not allow me to follow another path that is different from the path God has set for me. In the name of Jesus, guide my life, Holy Spirit. Guide my actions. Guide my decisions. Guide my life. Guide my steps. And make sure that I follow the path that God has set before me, even before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Holy Spirit, guide me to follow the path that God has ordained for me before I came into this world. Holy Spirit, guide me to follow that path. Lead me through such path right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, drive out of my life every spirit of hunger, every spirit of hunger, every attitude of hunger and bitterness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, drive them out of my life. Take them out of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You can do all these 40 days fasting and just one manifestation of anger is going to cancel all the answers to your prayer. Devil can use anger and bitterness to destroy all the answers to your prayers in one day. Just in one day. He will use anger and bitterness to destroy all the rewards of your prayers, all the rewards of your efforts. The fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my life every spirit of hunger, every attitude of hunger. In the name of Jesus, drive out of my life every spirit of anger, every spirit of bitterness, every spirit of unforgiveness. Drive them out of my life forever, right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of hatred, every spirit of malice, every spirit of hunger, bitterness. Holy Spirit, drive them out of my life forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus. help me to have real love in my heart. Help me to love people unconditionally. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, shine your light on my life and make me understand what you are saying concerning my life. Make me to hear what you are saying, and make me to understand what you are saying concerning my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, shine your light upon me and make me understand what you are saying concerning my life. Make me to know what you are saying concerning my life. Make me know your will for my life at this point in time. And make me understand your will for my life at this point in time. Shine your light upon me and reveal your will to me. Shine your light upon me and expose your will to me. Shine your light upon me and make me understand your mind for my life. Make me understand what you are telling me now, what you are saying to me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me spirit of excellence that will make me the best in everything I do. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, put upon me the spirit of excellence that will make me the best in the field of my career, that will make me the best in my occupation, in my job, in my skill. Put upon me the spirit of excellence that will make me the best in my calling and destiny. Put upon me the spirit of excellence that will make me the best in everything I do, that will make me to do the things you have committed into my hands the best way they should be done. Put upon me now the spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus. Put upon me the spirit of excellence. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release upon me anointing that will make me an Hebrew Christian. Yeah, you know, Eagle is a bird that used to fly at at a very high at an height that other birds don't fly in. Yeah, sometimes eagles, they fly at the same level with aeroplanes, even higher than aeroplanes. Yeah, so you can be an eagle Christian, such that you operate in the heavenly realms. Yeah, so you're going to raise up your right hand, you're going to say, Father, pour upon me anointing that will make that will transform me into an eagle Christian. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, pour upon me anointing that will change me into an eagle Christian. That will make me operate in the heavenly realms. Pour upon me anointing that will make me to go higher in the realm of the Spirit. To go very high in the realms of God, in the realms of God's angels, in the realms of heaven. Father, put upon me anointing that will change me into an eagle minister of God. Yeah, for those of you that are ministers, put upon me an anointing that will change me into an eagle believer, into an eagle Christian, such that I'll be able to operate at a realm that demons cannot operate. Such that I'll be able to fight demons at a very high realm that they are weak in those realms. Oh Lord, give me such anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. If an eagle is going to fight a serpent, the eagle will carry that serpent to a very high place in the sky. Because he knows that serpent does not fly. So serpents become weak at that level. When you are an eagle Christian, you'll be able to conquer demons very fast. You'll be able to conquer principalities very fast. Say, Father, put upon me anointing that will change me into an eagle Christian. An anointing that will make me to fight from the heavens. An anointing that will make me to operate from the heavens. From the realms of God. From the realms of God's angels. Father, put upon me such anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Yeah, eagles, they usually have very sharp eyes. Very, very sharp eyes. So from a very high place in the sky, they can see what is on the ground from very high place. And they can even locate their prey and target their prey. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me anointing that will change my eyes into the eyes into an eye that can see very deep and see very far. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, put upon me anointing that will transform my eyes into an eye that can see deep into the spiritual realms and see very far into the spiritual world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Give me the anointing that will give me sharp spiritual sight. Give me anointing that will enable me to see deep into the realms of the Spirit. Father, put upon me such anointing right now in the name of Jesus. An anointing that will make me to see very far and very deep. Oh Lord, give me such anointing in the name of Jesus. An anointing that will enable me to see even the things that are in secret. Oh Lord, put upon me such anointing in the name of Jesus. An anointing that will transform my eyes into such an eyes that can see everything that is going on in the spiritual realms. An anointing that can see everything that the enemy is doing around me and in my environment. Father, give me that anointing right now. Give me that anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have one more prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every barrier Satan have created to stop blessings from reaching me, to stop your blessings from reaching me. Say, Father, destroy the barriers right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Destroy every barrier the powers of darkness have created to stop your blessings from entering into my life. Father, destroy the barriers right now. In the name of Jesus, destroy the barriers. Destroy the barriers. Every barrier the kingdom of darkness have created to block God's blessings from entering into my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every barrier witches and wizards have created, every barrier territorial demons have created to block the blessings of God from entering into my life, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Right now in the name of Jesus. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Every barrier of darkness that is blocking spiritual blessings from entering into my life. Blocking physical blessings from entering into my life. Let the fire of God consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy every power that is poisoning the mind, the minds of my destiny helpers against me. Let the anger of God destroy every power poisoning the minds of my destiny helpers against me. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Continue to pray like that. Just a decade, let the anger of God destroy them. Let the anger of God destroy them. Let the anger of God destroy them. Every power that is poisoning the heart of my destiny helpers to go against me, let the anger of God consume them now. Every power that is manipulating the minds of my destiny helpers against me, let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from within me every property of Satan that is working against my peace and health. The fire of the Holy Ghost uproot from my body, soul, and spirit every property of Satan that is working against my health and peace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every messenger of Satan. Yeah, you can, a man can have a messenger of Satan in his body. Like Apostle Paul said, that there is a messenger of Satan in his body. Yeah. Begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my spirit, soul, and body every property of Satan that is working against my peace and health, that is working against my health, working against my peace. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Whether they are in my body system, or they are in my soul, or they are in my spirit, everything planted into me by Satan to oppress me, to afflict me, to make sure that I don't have peace. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with unusual and uncommon favor that will single me out of multitudes for greatness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with unusual and uncommon favor. I connect with unusual and uncommon favor that will single me out of multitudes in the world for greatness. Unusual and uncommon favor that will single me out of thousands and millions and billions of souls all over the world for greatness. I connect with that favor right now. I connect with that favor right now. By the power in the name of Jesus, I connect my life with that kind of favor. I connect my destiny with that kind of favor. I connect my calling with that kind of favor. The kind of favor that will single me out of multitudes for greatness and honor and glory. I connect with such favor right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we are going to stop here. Yeah, I know that this prayer session is the last prayer session during this fasting season. Yeah, I think the fasting will end on Monday. As I said before, if you skip any days in the fast, I mean, if you happen to skip any days during the 40 days fasting, make sure that after it has officially ended, make sure you do those days that you skipped. Yeah, make sure you do them. It's very important. Yeah, I have said it before, and I'm saying it again, so that you don't be the one to shut the doors of your blessings. Yeah, because 40 is a prophetic number 40 is a very prophetic and divine number. In fact, it's an heavenly number. Yeah, and usually God uses 40 to seal something. Yeah, when God is about to cause a permanent change on earth, he usually walks through that number 40. Yeah, so when God says we should do 40 days fasting in this ministry, God knows what he's doing and God knows why. So when Jesus was going to start his ministry, number 40 days, even Moses did 40 days. So if you know that you skipped some days and your own is not up to 40, make sure that you complete those days. Yeah. And if you feel like you have not really prayed the prayer points in the prayer book effectively, yeah, you can give yourself some days even after we have officially finished the fast and go over the prayer points again and pray them effectively. My prayer for you is that you will not labor in vain in Jesus' name. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer session. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Thank you for your power among us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the things you have done in our lives. Thank you for great transformation your mighty hand has performed in us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the prayers we have been praying since the beginning of August. Thank you for how you have helped us to pray effectively and powerfully. I thank you for all the breakthroughs and victories we have gotten throughout the fasting days. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for your mercy toward us, for we know that you have great plans for us, and you are so determined to carry out the plans in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you multiply your mercies upon everyone here. Let your mercy be so much that you fast forward the answers to the prayers of everyone here. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the doors that needs to open for all your prayers to be answered, as you have told God those prayers, I command those doors to open for you now in Jesus' name. Now the people that need to start thinking about you wherever they are, so that they can help you, I command their mind to start to think about you and to start to make plans to help you in Jesus' name. Every place that God has destined that you will reach in the four corners of the earth, I decree that doors open now to take you there. In Jesus' name, every impossibility in your life shall now turn to possibility right now in Jesus' name. Everything that keeps appearing difficult, I command them to be easy for you from today onward in Jesus' name. The barriers, the blocking, the hindrances that Satan and his agents have set on your path, I command them to disappear right now in the name of Jesus. Go and possess your possessions right now in Jesus' name. Go and become the person God wants you to be right now in Jesus' name. Go and fulfill your calling and destiny right now in Jesus' name. Go and succeed and prosper beyond limits right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for I know you have answered every gift that God has packaged for you that you will have even before the end of this month. I command them into manifestation in your life right now in Jesus' name. Your future shall be the future God I've ordained for you before you were born. And that is what will happen in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered every problem in your body system, every problem in the organs in your body, in the parts of your body that have refused to leave your body. I command them to come out right now in Jesus' name. I command them to disappear right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen.